All right, welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Oh, always.
Today, we're diving into a lecture by Dr. Daniel Darko.
Yeah.
On Ephesians 5.1-1.
Okay.
This lecture is part of his larger series, Exploring the Prison Epistles, letters written by the Apostle Paul while he was imprisoned.
Mm.
And trust me, this one's packed with insights about living as a Christian in a world that doesn't always understand our values.
You're right. It really does dig deep into the core of Christian ethics. And one of the most striking points Dr. Darko makes is that instead of rigid rules, we should view these teachings as guidance for living as beloved children in God's family.
That's such a different way of looking at it. It's like instead of a rule book, we're being invited into a family dynamic.
Yes.
Where we learn by example.
Exactly. And Dr. Darko really pushes back on the idea that ancient fathers were incapable of loving their children. He even brings up his own experience being raised by a single mother and emphasizes how much love and care went into raising him. He uses this to illustrate that this deep familial love was also present in biblical times.
That's powerful. And it leads right into his discussion of imitating God, which he says was common in the Greco-Roman world. He mentions people admiring and trying to embody the qualities of gods, like Aphrodite for love and Bacchus for wine.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is.
Even today, we have our influencers and role models, people whose qualities we admire and maybe even try to emulate.
That's true, but isn't there a danger in idolizing modern-day influencers? How do we make sure we're choosing the right people to emulate, especially when it comes to reflecting God's love?
That's a great point. Discernment is key, especially in today's world where everyone has a platform. Dr. Darko reminds us that for Christians, the ultimate example, the perfect model for how to love others, is Jesus.
It's about striving to cultivate that same kind of love and compassion within ourselves, right? It's more than just mimicking actions. It's about understanding the heart behind them.
Absolutely. And that brings us to another interesting concept that Dr. Darko highlights, the power of gratitude. He contrasts six vices: fornication, impurity, greed, obscenity, foolish talk, and coarse joking with one powerful virtue, thanksgiving.
Seems like a pretty stark contrast.
Yeah.
All those negative behaviors weighed against a single positive one.
Yeah.
Why do you think he emphasizes gratitude so strongly?
It's interesting because he suggests that our modern society often undervalues gratitude. We're so focused on what we lack or what we think we deserve that we forget to appreciate what we already have.
That makes sense. He even connects ungratefulness with a sense of entitlement, which can lead to all sorts of problems in relationships.
Yes, and he argues that a lack of gratitude can actually harm our ability to love, genuinely.
So how does a lack of gratitude harm our ability to love?
Well, if we're always focused on our own needs and what we're lacking, we become less aware of the needs of others, and it makes it harder to be selfless and give without expecting something in return.
You know, Dr. Darko's point about ungratefulness really resonated with me. I remember a time when I was going through a rough patch and felt so focused on my own problems that I wasn't really present for my friends and family.
Yeah.
Looking back, I can see how my lack of gratitude affected my relationships.
It's so easy to get caught up in our own struggles, but gratitude helps us shift our perspective and see the bigger picture. It reminds us of the good things in our lives, even when things are tough. And that can make a huge difference in how we interact with others.
It's like gratitude unlocks a deeper capacity for love and compassion.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, shifting gears a bit here, Dr. Darko also spends a significant portion of his lecture talking about the concept of light versus darkness.
Yes. This is where his teaching takes on a really powerful, almost visual dimension. He uses this imagery to illustrate the transformation that happens when someone becomes a Christian.
He talks about shining a light in a dark place, where people might be engaging in what he calls nefarious activities. It's such a vivid analogy.
It is, and it's more than just a metaphor. Dr. Darko emphasizes that our actions and choices as Christians can actually expose the darkness in the world.
So it's like simply by living according to our values, we can make things visible that people might prefer to keep hidden.
Exactly. And that can be unsettling for people, even lead to opposition or ridicule.
Yeah.
Dr. Darko doesn't shy away from the fact that shining our light can make us unpopular.
It's interesting because in today's world, being a Christian is often portrayed as something safe and comfortable. But Dr. Darko is reminding us that it can also be challenging and even dangerous.
He even quotes Romans 13, which speaks of putting aside the deeds of darkness and putting on the armor of light. It's a powerful image of the spiritual battle we're engaged in.
Speaking of battling darkness, Dr. Darko also warns against being deceived by empty words. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what he means by that.
That's a great question. We live in a world saturated with information, and not all of it is truthful or helpful. I think he's urging us to develop discernment, to be critical thinkers who can sift through the noise and identify what's genuine.
So it's not just about being aware of the darkness around us, but also about being careful not to be misled by things that might sound good on the surface, but ultimately lead us astray.
Precisely. And developing that discernment is an ongoing process. It requires paying attention to the sources of information we trust, questioning assumptions, and constantly checking our own biases.
It's like we need to develop this internal radar that can detect those messages that might sound appealing, but ultimately aren't aligned with truth and goodness.
Absolutely. And that's where Dr. Darko's emphasis on imitating God comes full circle. If we're striving to be like Christ, to cultivate his love, gratitude, and wisdom in our own lives, then we'll be better equipped to recognize those empty words and reject them.
It sounds like discerning between truth and empty words is a pretty vital skill for navigating not just the world around us, but also our own spiritual growth.
It really is. And I think it's important to remember that this discernment isn't about becoming cynical or judgmental.
Right.
It's about cultivating a deep understanding of what is good and true so that we can better recognize its counterfeits.
So it's less about being suspicious of everything.
Yes.
And more about developing a strong internal compass.
Right.
Guided by our values and faith.
Exactly. It's about being both discerning and compassionate. And I think this ties back beautifully to Dr. Darko's call to action to be a light in the world. Mm. He doesn't just leave us with abstract concepts. He challenges us to consider the impact of our lives on those around us.
He asks, what difference am I making when I am among unbelievers? Do they see anything different with me?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a powerful question to consider, especially in the context of everything we've been discussing.
Right.
About love, gratitude, and shining our light.
It is. It's a call to examine our lives and ask ourselves if we're truly reflecting the love and light of Christ in tangible ways. Are our actions consistent with our beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
Are we making a positive difference in the lives of those around us?
It's almost like a gut check, isn't it? It forces us to move beyond simply knowing the right things and actually embodying them in our daily lives.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes Dr. Darko's lecture so compelling. He doesn't just teach us about these concepts.
Right.
He challenges us to live them out.
So for our listeners, we leave you with this thought. If you were to truly shine your light, what impact might that have on the people and situations around you? What unfruitful works of darkness, as Dr. Darko puts it, could you expose simply by being who you are? We encourage you to continue pondering this question and to keep diving deep into the wisdom found in Scripture.
No.